criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins, said John Locke. It was reported by Amir Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and the president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. As you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. The question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, America, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, it prosecutes them. Amar continued, the pushback came from these mayors when the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and to reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens? Amar added, the president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the United States-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated they would not cooperate with the president, Amar wrote. And you need to ask why. This is not the president against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law, and the law exposes the criminal. Amar reported, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City, said he. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. How did he do that? In part, he said, because relationships with the police department have managed to build the immigrant communities, the report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, through totalitarian methods, criminal Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes. Here in New York City and cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said. What de Blasio said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety? Friends, he is the one personally responsible for the undermining of the public safety in the first place. Was America told that they were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Well then, how does this statement line up with the facts? Take a look at the Muslims from the East who are plundering countries that they are entering into. For example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 every single day. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. In England and in Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who makes up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Yes, you heard me right. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% of the Muslim population are on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. As a matter of fact, more illegals are coming across from the southern border. There were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to the 54.06 citizens.
Here we go.
Did you know that violating the oath of office is a federal crime? As a matter of fact, violating an oath of office or employment generally invokes a combination of administrative removal, civil penalties, or criminal prosecution under federal statutes. In the context of federal employees, the combination of 5 U.S.C. and 711 loyalty and striking requirements and Executive Order 10450 mandates the removal of individuals who advocate for the overthrow of government or belong to organizations that do so. So in other words, friends, they're there to uphold the law, not to tear down the law. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? John Quincy Adams, speech on Independence Day.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
That'll wake you up in the morning. Welcome back. I shouldn't say welcome back, but we could say welcome back. I mean, we're here Tuesday, right? And just wanted to welcome everybody to the Sons of Liberty. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, today I'm going to take the time to share with you as to who's been alluring these illegals into your country because it's advantageous that you do understand. Now, I'm going to say this because it's a fact, not that most people really care. Because no matter what we expose to the American people, they continuously sit down and complain about what they tolerate. And I know that makes some people mad, but I want to tell you this. It makes me mad all the more when people do nothing in the face of the crimes that are being committed against we the people. Even when it comes to the act of treason. Yesterday, we highlighted this. And 13258 USC, that's federal code, and the consequences death for treason. We've seen Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution concerning the consequence of treason and the act of treason in aiding and abetting the enemies, and that's exactly what they're doing. So I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Before I do that, I hope that you are paying attention during the intro, because those are all education videos. And they're found on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're found on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. No matter what page you go to on that website, it's right on the right side. It's called Bradley's Educational Videos. Subscribe today. And there's a couple hundred videos there showing you exactly the issues that we're facing today in America. And we're giving you biblical constitutional answers. That is, if you want to bring about the resolve to the issues in which we face. Because, friends, at the end of the day, there's no question as to how we're being destroyed, where we're being destroyed, and how it is and who it is that is doing the destroying. It was Abraham Lincoln, again, the 16th president of the United States of America. Some people loved him. Some people hated him. But what he said here was absolutely 100% true. He said, at what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? He said, I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It's happening from within, not without. He said, it cannot come from abroad because the way that we're geographically set up, friends. Then he said, if destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and its finisher. Why? Because of the words apathy and tolerance. And that's really what it comes back to, because there's no excuse as to what's going on or for why it's going on in this country in any sense of the word. You know, interestingly enough, I have in front of me on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com for your view. You can go ahead and check out social media platforms and do so. If not, you're one of our affiliates. Again, I'll paint the picture. And this is the picture I mean to paint. I'm looking at a picture of a sheriff in Ramsey County, which is about an hour and a half from where the studios are in the state of Minnesota here. And the headline from Alpha News is Ramsey County Sheriff's Office calls out Somalia gang problem in Twin Cities. Now, I want to remind everybody that there's 180,000 of these individuals that have been allured in. Here, I'll just let the cat out of the bag. By your said governors and your said mayors that have allured them into the United States of America. And again, what does it come down to? Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, which is the part of the judgments of God upon a disobedient people. Also read verse 63 of Deuteronomy 28 when you get a moment. If you'd like to go to that, which is precedes that concerning Deuteronomy, go to Leviticus 26, start in verse 15, and go to the end of the chapter, which ends at 46. In Deuteronomy 28, it starts at 15 as well, and it goes to 68, and you'll see in great specificity what happens to a people that fail to obey the Lord. And out of love to the Lord for what he's done for us, that's why we do what we do here. But again, friends, look what's going on here. We have a Ramsey County sheriff calling out the Somalian gang problem in the Twin Cities. This has been going on for a long time. This is created. I just want to tell you this. You do understand John Stockton shared with the American people that he's a former agent for the CIA. He's warned the American people that this is how the CIA operates. Now, for the new listener, remember, it was the buck stops here, President Truman, that said he would have had nothing to do with the CIA back in 47 had he known it was the American version of the Gestapo. Folks, you have to understand, John Stockton made the people worldwide aware of what the CIA is responsible for. What they do, friends, is they subvert governments. They subvert nations to overthrow them. If you look at the playbook concerning what happens in third world countries by the CIA, it's exactly what's happening in the United States of America. Now, some will say, well, Bradley, they're supposed to operate outside of the United States. Of course, they're also supposed to obey the law. But if you really want to take it down to the foundation, understand that it's an unconstitutional agency in the first place, just like the 90 other agencies that have been created and have been leveled at the people of this country. They're unconstitutional. So if there is no constitutional, lawful, fundamental foundation, then what do you think is going to be the end of these said agencies that have been created by the government? Exactly what they're doing. So going back now to Minnesota and what's going on in the United States, this is nothing new concerning the gang problem. This is purposed. They're drawn into the United States of America by your mayors, and they're also drawn into the United States of America, friends, by your said governors, to do the very things that they do all over the world. Let me give you an example. In Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 crimes every day. In Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. Where are the men, man? England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Belgium, 35% of the prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill up 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. And in America, 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% are on cash welfare. That means you're supporting those that mean to conquer you. And who was it that brought them in? Your governors and your mayors. We'll be right back.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
You need the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. Changed my life.
Content is all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, I'm Josh from Maribel. If you've ever wondered how to make sense of what's happening in our culture without losing sight of biblical truth, I'd recommend checking out Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's clear. Bradley puts in the work. He studies Scripture, digs into the issues, and helps connect God's Word to today's world. He has a heart for people, a love for our country, and a passion for sharing the truth. His goal isn't just to inform you, it's to challenge you to think biblically. Search the Scriptures for yourself and stand firm in your faith. Check out the Sons of Liberty. I think you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you, pro or con. Hey, you like to challenge the information, you like to add to the information, maybe that what we're not highlighting, please stick to the topic. Again, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Isn't it interesting that the modern day governor and mayors, along with the federal government, have decided to ally themselves and allure into America those that mean to conquer this country? It's exactly what's happening. And it just didn't start. It's been going on for a long time. Okay. And I'm going to do my best to lay this out for you, but I want to finish the points that I was making just a couple of moments ago before the end of the last segment. And that was, I was highlighting the statistics across the world concerning the crimes of these people that are being allured in by their said leadership, as they call it. Americans, listen, we don't have leadership in America. We don't have leaders. You all know that, right? Again, for the new listener, we don't have leaders. We have representatives. The leader that we have is one nation under God. He's the lawgiver. It's his son. And by the way, our forefathers were waving the flags. No king but King Jesus. I think that should tell you exactly who we follow here. And if we look at Article 6, Section 2, and the job of our said representatives, they understand that they're representatives. They're to magnify the law, to uphold the law, not to tear it down. Article 2, Section 3. But again, you got to ask yourself the question, why are they alluring these sorts of people in to prospective countries all over the world? America, here, learn the lesson. Prevention is better than cure, right? Psalm 19:11. Listen carefully. Why in Europe right now are the people rising up in the millions demanding deportation of the Muslims? I can tell you, because of what you're tolerating today. You've just got a little taste. And the difference between you and them is you're still an armed people. And they see that most Americans are not going to put up with their crimes, and they understand that, okay? But I also want to take it a step further, too, to understand and cause you to understand the severity of what we're dealing with. If they're not here to assimilate, they're here to conquer. And if they're wearing their religious garb, they're telling you right there, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. That is illegal in this country. Now, let me go back and show you just a couple things that you may have missed over the last 26 years since September 11, 2001. I just gave you statistics concerning what's going on in Denmark, crime statistics, Germany, Sweden, England, Wales, Belgium, the UK. Did you know that in the United States of America, if you didn't hear me because we had outro music going during that particular time, did you know that 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps here in America. 68.3% of the Muslims in America are on cash welfare. Did you know that? By the way, we could talk about modern day Israel too. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Zionists don't work. You're paying for all of that. Okay, you're paying for it for the Muslims too. Also understand concerning the Muslims, they're used as a broom to sweep away the opposition of the Zionists. The Zionists are playing the victims right now, just like the Muslims are playing the victim right now. And isn't it interesting that while they play the victim, you haven't figured out that they're perpetuating the crimes. They're not the victims. They don't have the shield. They have the sword. They have not the shield. Friends, the way they want you to believe that they are their victims. No, friends. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're, again, responsible for the crime. One of the things that I do when I'm out there and about doing assembly programs or events, which we're going to be doing in Farragut, Tennessee in this up-and-coming weekend, which I'm looking forward to, I always tell the people, if you can get this one thing that I'm going to share with you right now, you're going to understand exactly how you're being played. And it was actually Joseph Fair from the WND, World Net Daily, who I used to write for. I was having dinner with him in D.C. And he used to work for an outlet, a news outlet. And he said, Bradley, I don't think you're understanding what's going on here. This is 15 years ago. And I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, these people aren't the victims. He said, they're on the offense of committing the crimes. And I said, well, explain that. He said, well, this is how I've experienced these people over and over again. They love to go ahead and slap the face of the people. They love to attack the people. They love to pull their hair and commit crimes against them. He said, and then when the papers and the useful idiots and the mockingbird media get there, he said, what they'll do is they'll play the victims to the very ones that they were attacking. It is exactly how you are under attack today. And going back in particular concerning the Muslims, folks, I don't know that you're aware of this or not, but you do realize, Americans, that back in 2009, I have it up on social media platforms right now, when Sean Hannity actually gave a fair report concerning the guy that was undercover exposing jihadi camps throughout the United States of America in 2009. How much more today? Also, during that same time, we had none other than CNN who blurted the truth out in their confusion when they gave a fair report exposing how they were creating terrorists in the United States of America. Hey, folks, do you realize that there are 35 jihadi camps in America right now? And I'm just going back to 2009. I also wanted to highlight this before I get over to that of the mayors and the governors that are alluring them into this country. They have been playing the Judas against you for a long time, Luke 22:48. I want you to pay careful attention to what it is that I'm going to share with you next. Social media platforms, you can see this clearly. Back in 2020, January 29th, it was Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, where he came out. He was the only one, he was the only outlet to actually tell the American people the truth concerning what was going on concerning Donald Trump. Now, again, I'm for the law. I'm not going to get caught up in this little charade between the two that they offer us, all the while knowing that this is politics designed to look just like WWF. They have the same jersey on. Folks, it's a one-party system. It's a uniparty system. The people that are pulling their strings, they both sides work for the people that are pulling their strings through extortion, and it's exactly how it's being played out. Do you guys remember when Donald Trump was telling the American people to build the wall was going to be so easy? I'm just asking you. Do you remember when he was telling the American people it's going to be so easy to build the wall? And then it went from $4 billion, and then he would do another report on another network. They're all the same, friends. They're all under the control of the Mockingbird Media, the CIA control dictates, both sides. It's a uniparty system. That's why there's no resolve, right? Reading Micah 6:16. But do you remember then it would go up to $6 billion? And then it would go from $6 billion to his next report where it would go to $10 billion. And then it would go to $12 billion. And it was going to be so easy to build the wall. And what was the impression? What was being sold to the American people more so that the walls were going to be built to keep out the illegals, namely the Muslims? Remember what I said about Tom Fitton, and I'll finish that point in a moment. Then it went from $12 billion to $25 billion. You all remember this, I'm sure. And then only to find out, he sent out the little Judas himself, Paul Ryan, to then tell the American people that we're going to pay for the wall, but Mexico's going to pay us back. Do you all remember the digression concerning how it was sold to the American people? And then when he got into office, what did he do? Well, we found out from Tom Fitton's organization right here in front of you. Go ahead and cross-check me. Folks, I encourage you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. I have posted right now again, January 29th, 2020, U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. So again, folks, it goes back to, I told you a long time ago what people are now catching on to. What is being told by this? It's not just this administration. It's every single one that you put up with, people. I don't care if it's what you believe to be the left or to the right. They're both, again, a uniparty system where they're both sides are working for the same people because you haven't figured out that they are dictated and they're the only options given to you as the said president or the next up-and-coming said president that you have as an option to pick from when there's over 1,100 others that you never even heard of. Okay, that falls to the American people for, again, taking heed, listening carefully to the lying media. They say they don't believe. Romans 1:16, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Okay? Again, folks, listen to what he says. That's what he wants. He doesn't want you to pay attention to what he's doing, but you can't deny the fruit because the judgment's fallen upon the people that believed him in the first place. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, I you know what, folks? Again, I just got to convey this. I get these phone calls from these people all over the country on our studio lines, and then they want to tell me what I need to do and how I need to do it. And sometimes they tell me I need to add to what I'm talking about. And again, sometimes they'll say, you know, what you're saying isn't true. Well, I'm laying it out there for you. I got the lines wide open for you. We're broadcasting into 160 cities. I don't know how much more easy I can make it for you to call in and to set the record straight. 281-845-4704. And the reason I'm saying that is because I don't need your phone calls. I don't need your emails telling me what I'm doing wrong and what I need to do right. And the only reason you don't like the information that I'm giving you is because you know what's true. See, that truth demands a response. And you don't want to have to respond to the truth that demands a response because you want to stay in your little delusional world. And those are the sort of people that call us. I'm giving you the opportunity right now. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. The nature of Islam is to dominate, not to be dominated, but to impose its laws on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. Hassan Al-Banna. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Islam isn't in America to be equal with any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relationships. Huh. What about this one? Mustafa Carroll, CARE, director, Houston, Texas. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Oh, I thought they were here because they were fleeing oppression. No, they're the oppressors. Here, let me tell you what's become of the invasion since September 11, 2001. And it's disturbing. It really is. The number of mosques, by the way, John Guandolo said that there's a militant underbelly to these people. Just think about this, friends. They're teaching your kids. You're allowing, and they're all being headlong, and they're digging the hole that they are all going to fall in, believe me, if you tolerate this. But you know them as the left, or you call them the liberals. Liberal within itself, defined out in Webster's 1828, is not negative. That's another watered-down revised word as well. That's a good meaning, not a bad meaning, but now it means bad, right? Liberal, lawless. Okay, so what do you do? I'm talking to the law abiders. How are you supposed to deal with lawless people, lawful people? You have a left because you don't enforce the what? Lawful people. Yeah, you see how that works? It's your fruit. That they're the fruit of what you tolerate, right? Isn't that what this is? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, it's John Guandolo that said there's a militant underbelly to the mosques in America. Isn't it interesting how they're those liberals, as you call them, those leftists, as you've been brainwashed to believe, have a right to break the law? Isn't it interesting how they're brainwashing your kids to be effeminate? But the Muslims are teaching their kids across the country how to kill your kids? Oh, I got videos of it, friends. It's online. It's not difficult to find. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll do it during the break. If I can't find it right now, Philadelphia. Let's see how easy this is. Muslim children singing songs to kill Americans. Let's see what pops up here. Okay. Okay. So the first thing that pops up is right here. I got it up on social media. That's how easy it was to find. Muslim American Society investigating video depicting Philly children speaking about beheadings. Beheadings. Listen to this, folks. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. Listen carefully here. So you can see for yourself. Okay.
Raptors Facebook page as they lip sync. And dance.
Oh, it's really low. Forgive me. But they're dancing and singing right in front of the camera, talking about beheading Americans. And this is in Philadelphia. This, folks, that took me 20 seconds to pull it up. 20 seconds. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what they're teaching kids in public schools today. Right? And I'm talking about those that are trying to put us like, guess who's helping them? The ACLU is, friends. Did you know that? They're the ones that have been pushing the lie on you that there's lines between church and state for decades in this country. Decades. Shameful. I just seen a said Christian mom say, do you think it's good that in Texas they're having the children know the Ten Commandments and read the Bible? And I put on there, they never lost the right. I have the books that they have to pass concerning their Bible courses from the 1960s. What are you talking about, lady? You act like this is a brand new revelation. You never lost the right. You have been listening to communist organizations attack weak people that are afraid to bring it. That's exactly the problem we're having today. I've had law firms actually tell me that. Bradley, will you do me a favor? And I said, what's that? One of my friends, Liberty Counsel. I said, what's that? He said, you know, out in Florida right now, we need some street preachers to get out there and preach until the police come over and basically give them a ticket. And I said, why is that? He goes, because we need to set the precedent and remind them that we have the right, right? So that falls in line with the Word of God again. 1 Timothy 6:12, fighting the good fight of faith. You know, yesterday I read Obadiah, and then I read four chapters of Proverbs, and then I read 1 John, one of my favorite books, absolutely one of my favorite books. And I noticed that the Bible says that we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isn't it kind of contradictory to see those that talk much of love that know nothing of love? These are the ones that are actually afraid to bring it. And yet the Bible tells us in 1 John, it tells us that perfect love casteth out all fear. And yet they're the ones that are afraid to do the will of God. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, why is that? Because they know nothing of love. They're workers of iniquity. And I want to tell you what, folks, they're going to be the first ones taken out. Why? Because they loved not the truth. They loved not the truth. They didn't love the Word of God enough to actually practice what they say that they believe through exhibition, right? Well, faith without works is dead, my friends. Just want to make clear that you all understood that one. But let's get back to this, okay? Because the point that I was just making is that they're teaching your kids to be effeminate, right? And at the same time, the Muslims are teaching their kids how to kill your kids. And you say that that is just way out there. No. I just showed you 15, 20 seconds. I pulled it up, and there's many more where that came from, by the way. Just ask them. Now, let me go to what has flourished in a massive way since September 11th, 2001. Did you know that the number of mosques in the United States has jumped up 74% since September 11th? Let me put this in the this truth in the middle of what I'm saying. James Madison told us, the father of our Constitution, he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, just like Abraham Lincoln did. Yeah. Isn't it interesting? For 18 years, we were told by the mainstream media that the Muslims were responsible for dropping the two towers, but now they're there protecting Muslims as they're taking office. You paying attention, folks? Yep, me too. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 mosques in America as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. What are they here for, friends? How many times do they need to be exposed? But what's important for you all to understand, folks, is it's actually your said representatives that are bringing them in here to sell you out. Again, the Lord is sovereign in all things, in both the blessing and the cursings, and I want to make sure that you understand that, okay? Because he is in control. The bad guys are not. That's why we need to repent, and that's why in verse 46 of Leviticus 26, the Lord offers us mercy, okay? And the mercy is, take heed. Take responsibility. Repent for your sins. Amend your ways between you and your brother, and the Lord will show mercy. Isn't that what he said? That's exactly what he said. Okay? In most cases in America, you have the hirelings offering you that before repentance. No, that's not how it works. Hey, folks, you don't go to a doctor until you discover disease within yourself or something's wrong. Isn't that right? Well, that's what the law of God does. It gives us a knowledge. It's a mirror. It gives us a knowledge of our sin, and it drives us to the foot of the cross. Okay? And when it drives us to the foot of the cross, the Holy Ghost works there to convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16:8. To do what? To work godly repentance in us, repentance before God, Acts 20:21. And what is the outcome? Regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's known as being born again, John 3:3, also Titus 3:5. And if you want to know what a child of God bears forth and how that person acts that's born of the Spirit of God, guess what he does? He does what the Spirit leads him to do. Make distinction, John 3:6.
John 3:6, the flesh and the spirit, because in John 3, Jesus is going back and forth with Nicodemus, trying to get his carnal mind to understand spiritual matters, right? Yeah. And in the process, we're going to bear forth fruit under repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Folks, I couldn't give you the gospel any more clear than that. Let me add this because I need to glorify. Let grace be glorified in his redemption, right? The only sin Jesus ever had was mine. The only righteousness I will ever have is his. Understood? It's not me that lives, but it's Christ that liveth in me. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country and now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hey folks. Oh my goodness. You really can't make this up. I'm just looking it up right now during the break. Do you know what happens if you as a Christian enter into Somalia illegally? It says it's extremely dangerous and can be fatal. Huh. Isn't it interesting how they decry oppression from their government? They flee to prospective countries across the world, and they get there and they begin to attack. Yep. Worldwide, not just America. Worldwide. Folks, they have a long history as being mercenaries. They're paid mercenaries. Apparently, you don't know nothing of history if you haven't figured this out yet. They're used as mercenaries to take down political opposition over those that mean to rule. And why does that happen? Well, kings will be tyrants because of policy. Why? Because rebels will not be ruled by law. If you want peace, you got to obey the law, friends. And I'm talking about the moral law of God that Christ fulfilled. Force creates war, and that's what's happening in America today. It's totalitarianism. It's authoritarianism. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. I need to keep going on here, but, you know, that's crazy. You go into Somalia, it's extremely dangerous, and it can be fatal because Somalia's provisional constitution strictly prohibits the religious conversion being identified as a Christian, and it places individuals at a severe risk of execution by extremist groups. Wow. Wow. And then they come over here, and then they want you to assimilate to their ways. I mean, come on, folks. Let's call it for what it is. Let's quit patty caking with the enemy here. This is what's important. Who are the enemies? Here, I want to show you. We see across the country, it's the mayors. We see across the country, it is the said governors that are alluring them into this country with aid from the federal government. Guess who's paying for it? You and me. Guess who's also paying for the murder of your own children in the womb? You and me. They're reallocating your money, friends, to your own destruction. I have in front of me right here, social media platforms. We have Sheila Dixon from Baltimore, Maryland, convicted of perjury and embezzled funds meant for charity. That's Baltimore, Maryland. We have Gary Becker, Racine, Wisconsin, convicted of attempted child molestation and luring a child for illicit purposes. Huh, could it be? Yeah. Larry Langford, Birmingham, Alabama, convicted on 60 counts of bribery, fraud, money laundering, tax evasion, and their mayors. And their mayors. Whoa. Let me keep going here. Eddie Perez, Hartford, Connecticut, convicted of bribery and extortion. Wow. See, folks, extortion. See, Eddie's one of those guys that can't govern his own life because what he wants to do, since he can't control his own life or govern his own life, govern is more appropriate here. He wants to control your lives. And you can see it by what he does to others. He extorts people because he wants to control them because he can't govern himself. Wow. David Donna, Guttenberg, New Jersey, convicted of extortion and tax fraud. Frank Melton, Jackson, Mississippi, convicted of violating his own city gun possession ordinance. Oh, my goodness. I have another article pulled right up in front of me, friends, just to show you how ridiculous this. Because people don't wake up. They don't want to be told. Well, it's my job, so that your blood might not be on my hands. Do you guys remember ex-California State Senator Leland Yee? Remember he was the gun control champion? He had an A-plus rating from the Brady Bunch campaign organization, which all, by the way, all what they call laws aimed at your Second Amendment, they're all null and void. Okay, I just wanted to get that out of there, just so you know for yourself. But ex-California State Senator Leland Lee is heading to prison for weapons trafficking. See, friends, you have to understand the way they sell themselves to you and what they're really about are two different stories. It's not all of them. The real ones are the ones that are attacked and demonized and polarized by the media. You got to know that, right? Let me keep going on here. We have Buddy Cianci, Providence, Rhode Island, convicted of assault and racketeering. Wow. Sounds like the mob. Samuel Riviera, Passaic, New Jersey, convicted on extortion and accepting bribes. Jeremiah Healy. Hey, folks, it's a lucrative business now to get into the position of government. See, if you'd quit playing the game that the corrupt have created, the political creation and the political system that is completely premised on lies, the two-party system, which is created to divide one another, come to the realization that we're a constitutional republic and deal with them lawfully. That's how you, hey, folks, it's either deal with them or you're going to be oppressed as they forge your chains. I'm going on here. Buddy, okay, I already got him. Will Wine, Austin, Texas, convicted of assault. Quam Kilpatrick, Detroit, Michigan, convicted of assault on a police officer and perjury. Richard Corker, or Corkery, Coaldale, Pennsylvania, convicted of child pornography and ball violations. I don't know. Oh, bail? I can't see the letters in between. Sorry about that. Adam Bradley, White Plains, New York, convicted of domestic violence charges. Gordon Jenkins, Monticello, New York, pleaded guilty on 5 counts of trademark countering. Roosevelt Dorn, Inglewood, California, pleaded guilty to public corrupt and embezzlement charges. Tony, this is all a reflection of the American people. That's what this is. For those that still think that this is somehow not to be taken serious, do understand history teaches us, like that of Machiavelli, which was a republic, it destroyed itself. Why? Because the people allowed the politicians to do whatever they wanted to do without consequence. That's a fact. We have Tony Mack, Trenton, New Jersey, recently charged for accepting $119,000 in bribes. That's just what he got caught with, friends. We have none other than April Allman, East Haven, Connecticut, arrested and charged for interfering with a police officer. We have Pat Ashumata Jr., Brownville, Texas, arrested 3 times for driving while intoxicated. These are also the ones that are trying to disarm the American people. Did you hear me? Yeah, just wanted to make clear of that. Also wanted to show you something here because this is absolute here. I want you to see, and I've highlighted this. I'm not getting off topic, but I do want you to listen to this. This is the mayor of Boston, again, installed, not voted in by the people. You'll understand what I'm saying in just a moment. Mayor Michelle Wu, okay? They, again, want to sell to you. The media sells the lies that the people voted for them in to attack you. That's really, in short, what it is they're trying to convince you. Wait, those people that you believe are the left, they were the ones that voted them in. There's not enough of them people to vote them in. See, that's one of the lies of Saul Alinsky. Cause the enemy, me and you Americans, a massive amount of you, to believe that we're the minority and they're the majority. That's what the media's been doing for decades in this country. Centuries. That's how they belittle their opposition. Listen to what happens when Boston Mayor Wu, another installed criminal, was put into office when the people had the opportunity to actually respond to her for themselves. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and just play this commercial here, and then we're going to go into it, and you're going to see it for yourself. Here you go.
Are worth celebrating and highlighting.
Listen.
I would just ask that we could share some information with the public and get these details out to have a transparency about what we're doing. And there's a lot of noise, but I want to be able to share some of the information that we have been working on. As we prepare for the colder weather.
What's happening, people? The people have their opportunity.
Sir, I will engage with you after this, but we need to get through this information so that everyone in the community can understand we've been working on. Thank you so much for being here, though. I respect and appreciate your passion.
Yeah.
As we prepare for the colder weather, we will be helping our shelter partners expand capacity.
Because what's happening, people?
Winter is coming.
Starting to shout her down.
And we are doubling down on recruiting more BPHC case managers.
See, they're exposing her because they have the opportunity to expose her. The media can't cover for her.
We have also seen the limits of our capacity as a city.
They want you to believe that she was voted in.
We know that in this area, we are receiving people from across New England. In the months ahead, we're looking forward to working with our partners at the state and regional level.
Here.
All right, you all, if we're going to do it like this, we're going to pull this down and talk to folks on the side. So
if we're going to do it like this, we're just going to pull it down. We're done. Oh, I don't want to ruin your day, but also consider all of the Chinese police forces that are installed into the cities throughout the United States of America as well. You better start asking questions, friends, for your own sake, for your kids' sake. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.